figured I'd give you a call and see if you were serious.
WMFO and Sky and Call Me, another dance floor monster from back in the day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time, like we said earlier. This is our new segment to the time tunnel, and the name of the segment is called Ask Uncle John, where we let our listeners come in and ask Uncle John any question, like the first thing that comes to your mind or anything that you'd like to ask him. And our first question comes way of Facebook from Donna from Somerville. And, hey, by the way, look at that music in the background.
I feel like I'm on the Dating Game, for Christ's sake.
You're close.
All right.
That is the Family Feud.
Family Feud.
That is the Family Feud. Right. Yep. Oh, I like that. All right. So our first question comes from Donna from Somerville. And she says, John, Uncle John, I know that you are close to Chase. You guys have a wonderful friendship. My first question is, what's it like to hang out with Chase? And two, what do I have to do to meet him?
Well, what's it like to hang out with Chase? If you don't mind getting booed everywhere you go, and, you know, getting into the back of the line and getting really crappy service, you want to hang with Chase, okay? No, that's not true. No, it's all right to hang out with him once in a while if you don't mind buying everything for him, you know. But listen,
that's not true.
The answer to your question on how do you get in touch with him, go to Chase. At MCI Cedar Junction. Oh boy, is the best way I could tell you to get in touch. Oh, that's your old email. I'm sorry.
Anyway, that concludes the segment. Oh man, that concludes the segment called Ask Uncle John. Tune in next month for the part two of Ask Uncle John on the Time Tunnel with Chase Gosselin on 91.5.
Yep, Boston and Medford.
I don't always pay for it. You don't.
Yeah.
Who's on my phone? Check in, check in. Hello?
What's up, man?
Is that Old School Steve?
It is Old School Steve.
Yo, Steve-O.
What's up, man? What's going on?
What's up, man? How you guys doing?
We're doing it, man. You can hear. You got a song? Where are you?
I'm down the Cape. I can't get you down here.
Oh, down the Cape. He's down the Cape working. All right, you doing your thing out there?
Absolutely, man. Killing it.
All right. Be safe, man. We're going to get you a copy of this because we know you're an avid fan. We're going to get you a copy of this.
John, I know you're tearing it up, and I know John's tearing you up.
Yeah, well, keep both hands on the steering wheel, Steve. That's all we're asking.
Hey, man, thanks for the check-in. We love you, man.
All right, guys. Have a great show.
All right, Steve.
Take care, brother.
Bye. WMFO and Big Night Star and another Monster Dance Floor Jam from back in the day, Freakazoid. All right, it's about that time, 11:11, and another specialty of the show, which we like to do every time that John steps in, and we call him Johnny's Funky Favorites. And Johnny, why don't you take it away? What do you got tonight?
Well, tonight I'd like to start out with You Got the Love by Rufus with Chaka Khan.
That's a great song.
Good song.
Where are we, man?
WMFO. 91.5, Medford and Boston.
Yeah.
Right. What's the matter?
91.5 WMFOR. John, that's a good one, man.
Man, I haven't heard that in a while.
I haven't that song in at least 20 years, man.
Yeah.
Man, it's a bad jam. All right, what we got up next?
Well, keep it with the freaky thing. I think we're going to do I Want to Do Something Freaky to You by Leon Haywood.
Oh, where we at, man?
WMFO 91.5, Medford and Boston. Thank you.
91.5 WMFO. Hey, man, you brought him tonight, man. Two monsters tonight. Leon Haywood and I Want to Do Something Freaky to You. As you know, that also made sound familiar. That's the song that Snoop Dogg sampled. Remember that? It's the one he sampled. I can't even remember the name of the song, but that's the one he sampled it to anyway.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, speaking of music, we had some good music on the venue. That was a good time. That was a great time.
Can I tell folks? Donna from Somerville. You asked what it's like to go out with Chase. Okay,
that was before. I know that.
But okay. I just want to tell her this is an example of what goes on.
Okay.
So we're down the vineyard. We party. Oh, we go out. We watch the sunset with the girls. We have a good time. Well, of course, Chase gets into it a little deep over his head and stuff. So I think I woke up at 5:30 in the morning. He's still up. He says, "Come on, let's party." So I says, "Oh, come on, Chase." So I get a cup of coffee. So we had about 5 hours before the girls were going to get up anyways. We knew that. So we went out. He says, "Let's go for a ride." We go for a ride.
Yeah.
And it was kind of hot and stuff.
It was a nice ride.
It was beautiful. But he says, is that nude beach still here?
I said, Chase, come on now, don't lie.
All right? I said, Chase, come on. I know people down here, and you got to be cool and stuff. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm cool. So he says, all right. So I ended up taking him to the nude beach. We park. Of course, I'm very modest. I didn't take my suit off. But the minute we get out of the car, bingo, Chase's suit comes off and on the ground and into the trunk, right? So we walk down. I says, you've got to be cool, Chase, because I come down here every year. We walk out on the beach, and he freezes like a buck in the headlights. He just stands there with his mouth open, and he's standing there. We're there for about an hour, and I'm saying, come on, Chase, what are you doing? He couldn't talk. He was, you know, really immature type thing. Well, people started coming around and stuff. I said, what the hell? I looked, and you know what? They call him Sundial down there because he didn't move. He just stood there, and when that sun moved, so did the shadow. So that's his new nickname, Donna, from Somerville, is Sundial. I don't think they want us to go back down there. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, my God. Anyway, you had another song that you mentioned that you wanted to hear. not part of your repertoire, but something you want to hear. What was that one?
Oh, well, you know, with all the turmoil going on, Sundial,
I
thought that it might be good to, in the world and stuff. Let's hear a little Harold Melvin. How about a little Wake Up, Everybody?
Oh,
because
song.
You know what? We have to wake up.
Come on, people. Very well said. Very well said, John. 91.5, the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson.
And John Pierce here.
Hatred, war, and poverty. Oh. Wake up, all the teachers. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Yeah, change it. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, y'all. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Yeah, yeah. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, everybody. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help.
Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all. Change the world.
Help that.
Wake up, everybody. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up.
Wake up. Come on. Come on.
Wake up, everybody. Teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
WMFO and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and Wake Up Everybody. A song, great song, John. Great pick, especially for the way things are now and the way times are right now.
That's yeah,
a perfect song for this moment. Which brings us up to 11:31, which is time for our jazz interlude. And this week's jazz interlude is being brought to you by Chris Standling. This is brand new off his album 10. And the name of this one is called Soul Vibration on the Time Tunnel. Jazz interlude with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Let's roll another one. 91.5. WMFO just brings the conclusion to this week's Friday Night Jazz Interlude. Boney James and Rick James, Boney James and Rick Braun and RSVP. 11:40, we've got about 20 more minutes left of the show. We're going to talk about the John in a little bit. That other thing that I want to mention too, but we'll do that right after this.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And and you need to make some breakfast.
Yep. I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yeah, fatherhood, it's a great thing, isn't it, John?
Yeah, I love it.
I love fatherhood. It. And, you know, you seemed irritated about when we were talking about off-air, we were talking about other things. I know there's a couple of things we can't talk about. But you seemed irritated about that, about, I know we can't get into specifics, but about the presidential election.
I know we
can't get specifics. You know, this is a free
forum. No, we can't. You know what? People are fighting over it and dropping people on their Facebooks and unfriending.
Right.
Come on, people. Let's get together here. I just can't believe, Chase. What is your thoughts on it?
Well, I'm just saying, there's 3 billion people in the United States, right? There's 3 billion people in the United States, and these two are the best that we can come up with.
We are in trouble.
We are big trouble.
We are in big trouble.
The best we can do.
I'll take C, none of the above.
I'm going to write you in, actually.
Yeah, actually, that would be a good choice.
Yeah, I'll do that. 91.5, the Town Teller with Chase Gosselin. I've been hanging out with my man, John Pierce. Friday night, 11:42. Let's do this.
Let's do it, brother.
Jeffrey!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's last call for alcohol. Please make sure you get your last drink orders in at this time. Once again, it's last call for alcohol.
Thank you, Jeffrey!
This day, my friend, I promise I would never, ever be returned. When my baby broke my heart and left me yearning, as we walked to the room, there were faces staring, glaring, tearing through me. Someone said, welcome to the doom, in this room we thought.
Hey, John William Pierce here. They call me Big John till I take my clothes off. Then they call me Wee Willie. When I'm on the lam, I like to listen to Chase Carson on the Time Tunnel at 91.5 in Medford and Boston.
Friday night!
Anyway, that's our show for tonight. Good night, everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night. All right, people, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
The love and oh so many tears. The passion that was
95 WMFO in Thelma, Houston, and used to hold me so tight. Once again, I enjoy bringing the best of a classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 minutes. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here at 91.5. I'd like to thank my special guest co-host, John Pierce, for stopping by, Don. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. Hey, hopefully it'll be a little cooler next time. I won't have to sit here for 2 hours and look at you and your tattered thong.
I don't have a thong, though, ladies and gentlemen. I really don't.
That's a disgusting part, because he doesn't.
Anyway, man, as usual, it's always a blast.
Hanging
out with you. And hopefully, man, by the end of the summer, we're going to get you over on the island.
Yeah.
Over in Nantucket, hope so, man. All right, thanks again, John.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right, until next week, work like nobody's watching. Oh, no, work like you don't need the money. Dance like nobody's watching. And love like you want to be loved, and anything will be all right. So until next Friday night,
see ya.
Y'all. Keith Murray rocks five verses with universal and overcome. Combined with R. Kelly and prove it can't be done. Non stop in death's caught in rocklin'. I hear somebody knocking.
And now for my big finish.
Into the crib we need tonight.
What's up, baby?
Kelly's in the mood to make it right. Word is getting all over town. God is over here and getting down.
Chase Carson came here to party, y'all.
Chase Carson, a 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Good night, and thank you all for coming.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
You know we always got a pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I said, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Ooh, the demolition derby and the figure eight, it's easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 5